This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Lynn Neary. The Bush administration's new civilian administrator for Iraq, Paul Bremer, arrived there today, landing in the southern city of Basra. He was accompanied by General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Barely a month after the U.S. military seized control of Iraq, Bremer is replacing retired Army General Jay Garner, who initially had been charged with overseeing the rebuilding of the country. NPR's Guy Raz is in Baghdad. Guy, when does Bremer actually take over from General Garner?
Well, then he'll begin a two-day tour of the country this morning. He'll be both in north and southern Iraq. On Wednesday, he'll hold a formal news conference sort of outlining his goals, what he wants to accomplish immediately in the country. But I think we can expect to see him on the job within about a week.
What are those goals? What is he hoping to accomplish?
Well, Paul Bremer has a very big task ahead of him. ORHA, the Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Aid, that's the civilian administration here, the U.S.-led administration here, has really been blamed by Iraqis for failing to restore order and power and water. For example, about an hour yesterday, after I left a tea house in Baghdad, an armed man walked in and demanded money. Now, these are the kinds of things that really didn't happen in Iraq before the fall of the regime, and people aren't used to crime. They're not used to these kinds of things. So Bremer will really have to figure out a way to expedite the process of getting basic services back online, restoring security in the country, and he's got to do it fast. Most importantly, I think he's got to make his presence known. He has to be visible, and he has to appear as an authority figure, as a real administrator, somebody who can get things moving quickly here.
Now, over the weekend, Guy, there was another change in the Bush administration's operations team in Iraq. Can you tell us about that?
Barbara Bodine, she was the former ambassador to Yemen, and she was brought into Iraq to take charge of central Iraq, and particularly Baghdad. She was reassigned back to Washington. She'll take a job at the State Department. It's quite clear that her departure was hasty. She left the country yesterday after being given 3 days' notice, and so far there's been no replacement announced. So for now, there's effectively no civilian administrator in charge of running the city. And then there were four other civilians assigned by the State Department who will also be leaving the country. So far, the Reconstruction Office has managed to tackle some problems in Iraq, like handing out money to civil servants, small amounts of money, restoring power in parts of cities in the country. But the overall task, the overall job of restoring security and electricity and really making their presence known, they haven't done that.
Well, how much opportunity are Iraqis getting to air their grievances? Clearly, they're upset by some of the problems you've already outlined here.
Well, ordinary Iraqis don't have much of an opportunity. ORHA, the civilian office, is in a former palace, Saddam Hussein Palace, behind barbed wires and high walls, so they don't really have an opportunity to go in. But this morning, I attended a meeting between representatives from tribes all across Iraq with senior U.S. military officials. And it was a very interesting meeting. About 400 of these tribal elders came to meet with the military officials, and they laid out nine grievances ranging from the huge amount of guns in the hands of private people to problems with water, to problems with jobs. Nobody is employed at the moment because most Iraqis were civil servants. They were employed by the state. And most of the ministries aren't fully functioning, so people are largely sitting at home. These tribal chiefs brought those grievances to the generals, which is very significant because for centuries, the tribal elders have really been local administrators in the country. They have been responsible for delivering things like public services and airing the grievances of members of their tribes to the central government.
What's the situation with the Ba'ath Party? It was Saddam Hussein's mouthpiece for the last three decades. What's happened to the party since the fall of Baghdad?
Well, yesterday, General Tommy Franks delivered a statement. That statement was then read on a U.S.-run Iraqi radio station here in the country, effectively dissolving the Ba'ath Party. But for all intents and purposes, it was a formality, because on April 9th, when Baghdad fell, the party was all but ended. At the same time, authority in Iraq was so centralized that breaking down the structures of the party will be very difficult to accomplish quickly. It's something that will take months, if not years.
Thanks very much, Guy.
Thanks, Lynn.
NPR's Guy Raz in Baghdad.